1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Well, but you guys see the news this weekend. You saw that Gary Condit, the congressman from Modesto, a Democrat from Modesto, said that he had an affair with the young lady who's gone missing, Chandra Levy. And that was kind of a blockbuster. And also, I think that piece of news pushed that story from a political junkies kind of a story onto the main stage, if you will, of what people are talking about. Everybody is aware of this story now. A week ago, people were vaguely aware of what this thing was. Only, like I said, only people that were glued to their local talk radio station, and those are very suspect people to begin with. With all due respect, you know, only they knew what we were talking about when we brought up that story. Bobby Dooley is with the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization in the San Fernando Valley. She's on with her husband, Steve. Now, I understand an emergency meeting was called after you saw coverage on CNN.
That is correct, Phil.
Can you tell us, this was an emergency meeting of your PTO?
Of the PTO, that is correct, yes.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, basically, we passed a sheet with our observations on how the Levies are, in our opinion, not measuring up under the media glare. And we did get some attention from local news media about that.
No, they really need to measure up.
Okay, is that you, Steve?
Yeah, Bill.
Okay, well, what do you mean not measuring up?
Well, Sylvie, being very emotional, I think you saw the father. They're crying on camera. The husband is embarrassing. Can you imagine being a woman and having your husband falling apart like that on camera? Oh, my God.
It's not being manly.
Well, first of all, what is the point of you? I've got a million questions for you. But what is the point of you passing these observations on to your PTO?
So my husband and I believe that as parents we need to be forearmed. Forewarned is forearmed, and God forbid if any of our children were abducted and or murdered. God forbid that should happen, but if that did happen, I think I'd like to believe that I would present myself to the media in a bit more savvy a manner than the Levies. I know my husband would.
I think it'd be manly.
My husband believes that if one of our children turned up, oh, I don't know, let's say dead in a dry river bottom or a well, my husband truly believes that he would behave in a much more masculine manner than his father has.
And so why are you passing out this sheet?
Well, we thought guidelines were in order.
We thought guidelines were in order to help parents of missing or murdered children deal with the media in a way that makes them look emotionally in control. I can't think of anything worse, anything, than having CNN or Fox have my husband on their channel looking weak or weepy.
Okay, can I interject a point here?
Go ahead, Phil.
Thank you. These are people that have lost their daughter.
That is understood, Phil.
These are people who, I don't know if they've lost their daughter. I don't want to say that the woman is officially gone, but it looks very bad. And they're emotional, and they've got cameras stuck in their face.
And that's just what we're talking about. You really have to be ready to present a face to the world that says you are in control, you know what you're doing, you know what you're saying, you are not going to let the events... you know, we knew a woman, and Steve, you remember Catherine Balderback.
Yeah, she, that was bad.
Well, what was that?
That was a lady who lived in our old neighborhood. They found her son chopped up and put in garbage bags. And yet when the local media came to her home to...
Oh, my God. Was this local?
That was, yeah, years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but when the local media, and here's the point of my... When they came to her home and interviewed her, she was bright, she was lively, she had a good joke to tell, she put the reporters at ease, she served soft drinks.
She really, really looked really good.
The woman had a son.
That is correct.
Who was found chopped up in garbage bags.
It was horrible. It was one of the most tragic stories this area has ever seen.
And when the media came to her home to interview her, she...
All I'm saying, Phil, is that she was not there to put anybody on a bummer. She wasn't trying to elicit emotional connection by crying on camera. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's that. She was...
Dropping jokes, you say? She was... What else was she doing?
Well, she was telling jokes to put the reporter... Everybody was in a bad mood. And she showed them the backyard, what they'd done with the backyard, because her husband and her had just put in some new landscaping and their ideas for expanding their family room. And
a woman who had just lost a son in a brutal and horrible fashion.
Wait. What do you expect her to do? Get on there and cry like a baby?
Did you want her to get on and embarrass herself? I really hate it when people act needy and beg for attention through the camera. I really hate that. And
I'm trying to butch up.
And that's what we're saying, that the husband should butch up.
You're talking about this, the Levy father.
That is correct.
Well, I haven't seen him on I don't know what you're talking about. I've seen some relatives.
We saw an interview with the Levy father where he was crying.
Got to butch up.
And he was,
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Why are we talking about the way the Levys are responding to the media? I guess we ought to be talking about whether or not Mr. Condit did this.
Oh, we have some opinions on that, too. And
that was part of the guideline.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley, they're with the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. So you passed out a leaflet instructing other parents?
Basically, yes, instructing other parents on what to do if their child were abducted.
Your child got butchered up.
I understand that. You know what? I'm having a hard time hearing you, Steve.
I'm sorry. The child got killed.
All right. And you guys memoed all members of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization on how to behave?
Well, there's really nothing wrong with a mother showing emotion, Phil, but there is, we think there's something wrong with a man doing that because women are chemically different.
Butch up.
He needs to remember his place.
Butch up.
I remember, for God's sake, you know, grab your sack and get in a dance. And
all right, now look, you memoed members of the PTO on this.
Yes.
Why?
Gotta butch up.
Steve, I'll handle it. For the last 3 years, my husband and I have been giving our lifeblood to our PTO. If it wasn't for us, the vendors would have moved in, people from Oxnard, all kinds of things. There was a lot of confusion, and Steve and I said, if not us, who? And if not now, when? Something that Steve came up with was the idea to turn a light switch on.
Right, this memo contains your opinion as to Mr. Condit's possible culpability in the matter. And, again, I don't understand why your opinion is important here, but you do not believe that he was responsible for her death, if she's indeed dead.
There are people within our Homeowners Association and our Summer Tacular Steering Committee who do rely upon our opinion. And that's why we wanted to read this statement about Mr. Condit's culpability.
All right, well, we got a lot of different things on the table here. I'm not sure that I want this statement read.
Well, I was told that we'd be allowed to read it.
Draw those we could.
All right, you were told that you'd be allowed to read it.
Yes, we were.
Go ahead.
It is the opinion of my husband that Gary Condit did not kill or in any way harm Miss Levy. If you look at Mr. Condit, you see that he is extremely clean cut. He is immaculately tailored. He obviously takes his position as a person in the Congress very seriously. Why would he run the risk of staining a $3,200 suit? I mean, this sounds really bad, the way it was written.
Go ahead.
Well, what we wrote was, why would he run the risk of staining a $3,200 suit with the blood of an intern? And I don't mean to be cruel.
Oh, man.
But, Phil, I don't mean to be cruel. But, again, this is very delicate.
He admitted to having an affair with her.
I don't think he's had an affair. I think he might have been coerced by police to say that. I don't think he had...
You do not... In other words, Mr. Condit has admitted to having an affair, and...
The police might have beaten it out of him.
Beaten it out of him?
That's right. Because they need to find him.
We really think, Phil, something is up. And by the way, we're Republicans. We're not Democrats.
They might have beaten it out of him. And we're Republicans.
I understand that you're Republican, you're not Democrat. You're saying that the police coerced the confession that this man had an affair out of him.
The butcher.
Yes, we do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Elizabeth on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just believe that these people have every right to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Their
mm-hmm.
daughter is missing, presumed.
Mm-hmm.
dead,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they certainly have the right to be
mm-hmm.
upset no matter what the media
mm-hmm,
thinks,
mm-hmm.
and they certainly should not have to put a face on
mm-hmm.
for the media.
Mm-hmm,
they are human
mm-hmm.
beings, and they've lost mm-hmm. or probably lost their daughter.
Well, I think what's important to understand is that if they behave in a way that's, I don't know, they look really
weird. The behavior is not the
really
issue.
Weird. They look really weird. They look really
well,
weird.
Well, it doesn't matter what they look
mm-hmm.
like.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what
well,
they look
all right.
like.
Let's suppose
they
look really...
They have lost their
mm-hmm.
daughter.
Well, that was my point. Let's suppose they look really weird.
Well, they look weird, and it makes people less... They don't care as much about whether they find the girl or not. You see what I'm saying?
I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't believe that
the way they look
is going to affect anything. They're looking for their child.
Why doesn't the husband butch up?
Well, that's all we're asking. Why doesn't the husband butch up?
I haven't seen anything of this man. What did he do?
He cried on camera, if you can believe it. Now, this is a man.
Look at a little faggoty.
Oh, come
but,
on.
But let me interject this.
Come
if
on.
If I had been turned missing,
mm-hmm.
my dad would
mm-hmm.
be in total tears.
Mm-hmm.
He is a very strong man.
Well, then people would look at your father and say, ooh, you know, why
that he loved his daughter tremendously. That's what they would say.
Mm-hmm. I think you can have love for your child and not make a spectacle out of yourself. And
why are we focusing on the behavior of these parents? Why don't we talk about Mr. Condit? You think he didn't do anything wrong? And
I don't think he did a thing wrong. No, I think he's too clean cut. I think he's very well groomed. Why would he? Those are expensive suits he wears.
What does that matter?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These are just people.
Why would he stain them? You see what I'm saying?
They're people.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
I'm not...
You gotta butch up.
We got that, Steve.
Huh?
We got that he ought to butch up.
All right.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. It's Phil Hendry. They're from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization, where they have memoed all members of the PTO that if your child should be abducted or murdered, try to put a better face on for the media than the Levies have. She hasn't quite told us why yet. I'm going to explore that with her when we get back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back with the Phil Hendry Show and Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization as we discuss the missing intern from Washington, D.C., Chandra Levy. And naturally, we have to... See, I have a problem with playing this music right now, Miss Dooley, because...
This is the theme music of Western States, though.
We're talking about a woman who may be dead.
Just please let us play the music.
Western Estates, the music.
I understand that, sir.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley, president of the Western States Parent Teachers Organization. Western Estates, with some 30 model homes opening in September.
All right, can we get on?
Let's move on, yeah.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. You don't like the way that Mr. Levy looked on TV? He was crying. He may have lost his daughter, and I think that's totally understandable, given the fact that this is a tragedy that has visited his family.
Phil, have you ever watched Cops?
Yes.
All right, have you seen the women standing outside their trailers when the police arrive, and they're crying?
The trailer trash.
Yes, I have.
That's what we're hoping to avoid. We don't want any member of our parent teacher organization or our homeowners association inadvertently getting on Cops and looking like, for all the world, some T-shirt-wearing, moo-moo-wearing, Pall Mall-smoking, and Schlitz malt liquor-drinking trailer garbage.
And that's important to you.
Yes, it is. I think... The face you put on the world is the one that you internally have.
Confucius was real big about that.
Who?
Confucius.
Confucius said that, huh?
I didn't say that, but that was his philosophy.
Don't look bad? I don't understand.
No, he wasn't talking about cops.
I didn't think Confucius was talking about cops. I didn't... forgive me, I'm getting a little irate here.
Mr. Henry, I think it's your inability to understand the nature of media.
I think I understand media pretty well, given the fact that I've lived 30 years of my life in it. Here is Crystal on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to the young lady that's having her idiotic statements in your Just because someone has money does not mean that they are not human, my dear, okay?
Well, I didn't say that.
In the world that have murdered and molested and done everything else and had millions and millions of dollars.
Jerry Condit is very clean-cut. He is well-groomed.
That doesn't mean anything. There's been mass murderers that have been clean-cut, well-groomed, and good-looking.
Really? Who? Who? You see, you don't know.
Ted Bundy. What about Ted Bundy? Good-looking.
What about
guy.
Ted Bundy?
He was clean-cut, looked like the guy next door.
No, Ted Bundy was not that clean-cut. Mr. Condit's hair is tailored.
We've had presidents involved with conspiracies and deaths and everything
Not murder.
Else.
Not murder, though.
Just
not
because
murder.
Just because someone's clean-cut does not mean that they are not capable of human activity.
Well, you haven't given me any examples.
Well, we mentioned Ted Bundy. What wasn't clean-cut about him?
First of all, his hair was over the collar. Well, you may think it's funny, but I don't think it's funny when a man...
I just think it's funny that someone can be so uneducated.
Oh, uneducated. I went to the University of Southern California, okay?
Degrees does not make you educated, sweetheart. I'm talking about common sense.
No, I don't think you have any. Otherwise, you'd understand that...
You're the type of person that judges somebody by the clothes they wear and the way they live.
No, all I know is that Jerry Condit looks far too... Do you really think that Jerry Condit is going to allow semen stains on a $3,200 suit? No. Do you...
Okay, can we please...
No, do you think he's going to allow blood on a $3,200 suit?
What in
I don't
the
like,
world does
and
a $3,200 suit have to do with
My
anything?
Husband and I have a 6,000 square foot home. I don't like being I don't like being laughed at by you. Okay?
Honey, I've got probably $750 pair of shoes on, and
I
walk
like being
through
left.
Wet grass with them. That doesn't, you know,
well, that
I'm
makes
gonna
you
walk
pretty
on
ignorant.
Just because I'm wearing something expensive.
I think it makes you pretty ignorant walking through wet grass with $750 shoes.
Sure.
I think
That's
it really makes you ignorant.
I buy him to wear them. I don't buy him to go.
Can we get back to the point here about? Can we get back to the point here about the man crying?
What do you think about a man that cries?
A man that cries and he cares about her.
Oh, my God. You know that you'd be the first one to leave the room when a man cries.
Let's go back
You're such
to
a liar.
Whenever anything else is ever happening, they
job.
Say, well, she didn't cry. Yeah,
he's,
didn't
the,
cry.
Look, he's looking like a fag.
All right, let's not use the F word anymore, okay?
That wasn't me. I didn't
All right.
say it.
All right, hon, I'm having a hard time with that car phone of yours. 1-800-449-8686. Adolf, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I'm totally outraged with those people. I don't think they have any concept of what it is to lose a loved one. I don't care what your persona is. They're ignorant people, and that is so bothering.
Would you not do that anymore?
I'm sorry, what?
You're going,
I'm listening to the man. Am I not allowed to comment?
No, no comment, please. Just listen.
No, I'm allowed to comment. This is America. This is America.
I have served my country. Listen.
This is America.
I have served
America.
I am a 22-year military man. I am currently a police officer, and I have demonstrated my manhood on the field of honor. Has anybody the other end done that?
So you say.
And by that perspective, I think that I have demonstrated it. I have every right to cry for my son if I was to lose him. I hope
Adolf.
And pray to God I never do.
First of all, where'd you get the name? Where'd you get the name Adolf?
I have that right to do it.
Aren't you the least bit suspicious?
Yes,
about
I am.
Who named you Adolf?
Yes.
Who named you that?
My mother, in honor of my uncle.
Was her name Eva?
Pardon me?
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just kidding.
All right.
There is no room to kid
well,
here.
Well, I
we
don't think that
serious.
You. I think Adolf.
I don't think
if
you understand
you,
at all what
if
you're
I may call you Adolf.
About.
I don't think you really have proven anything. You say you're a police officer. You say you're in the military. Blah blah blah. The bar rooms are filled with Vietnam vets and wannabes. Adolf, darling, I have to go
don't
to the bathroom. I got to go to the bathroom.
Well, you're making me sick by listening to you too.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
I think Janet Vandervall is an inspiration to all of us, Phil, because when she lost her son, she invited the media into her home.
Yeah, you said she put on a bright summer dress and she was telling jokes to the press. This is after her son was found in shopping bags?
In plastic garbage bags, that's correct. Can you imagine what she was going through inside? But she was able to stuff it and not make a spectacle of herself, unlike the Levys.
Well, so far you're telling me how much you don't like the Levys crying on camera. And you're telling me that you think Gary Condit could not have done it because he's too clean cut.
Phil, we also would like to present the information, what to do, the salient points of what to do in case one of your children is murdered.
What to do when it comes to talking to the press.
That's correct, yes.
All right, well, we'll get to that in a second here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ellie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi. You know, I really had to ask the fellow that answered the phone if this is a joke. I thought, please don't my ear.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
But you know what? I thought it was a joke.
Am
I thought
not
you were
going to say...
come out and say, you know, this is not real.
Yeah, we're not joking when it comes to a little kid is dead.
Voicing a legitimate...
little kid is dead. We don't think it's a joke.
Okay, we hear you, Steve.
Now,
I got to butch up.
You know, I just want to say
Janet Vandervall,
you know,
I think, is an inspiration to all of us.
Young lady,
yeah.
Ever hear of the expression, don't judge a book by its cover?
What's that?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Did you
ever hear that expression in your life?
You're talking about a book?
I'm talking about a human being, a person.
Well, why did you mention a book, darling?
I said, do not judge a book. It's an analogy, darling. You're an educated woman. You never heard the expression, don't judge a book by its cover.
I went to the University of Southern California.
Don't judge a person.
We're not talking about a book right now. We're talking about real people.
Listen, don't interject. No one interrupts you when you're
speaking. You're
done,
bestseller.
Yeah, let the lady finish.
Yeah, I think she is making fun of what we're saying.
I'm not making fun of
you.
I don't make fun of people.
Well, you think it's some kind of a joke? You're bringing up Harry Potter or whatever it is you want to bring up?
No, I'm not bringing up Harry Potter. That's not my type of reading material. Listen, I don't
want
to get into a debate with you.
You want to promote your book?
I want to.
She's not promoting a book that she wrote.
I think it is wrong for you to come on and talk about some book you wrote.
That I think it's the most...
She didn't write a book. She said don't judge...
Excuse me, did I say something?
You talk about a book you wrote?
Pardon, sir?
Did you write a book that you wanted to talk about, is what my husband
said. No, I didn't write a book that I...
Then why did you keep bringing this up?
I'm saying that your idea of why you don't... why you would say someone is guilty or innocent is because they're clean-cut, they have $3,200 suits, and they wouldn't get such-and-such honor, which is disgusting to even discuss on the airwaves. But the thing of it is, I lost a son, madam. I lost a son of 21 years old. And my husband was the most macho man that you would ever hope to meet in your life. And I had to hold the fort. Because he was devastated, and yes, he cried. And you know what?
Did he cry
when
on camera?
Man cries,
on camera?
It make.
Did he
listen,
do it on television?
He'd cry in Macy's window for his son.
Oh,
let
my.
Let me tell you.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
I'm going to tell you another thing.
Ooh.
When a man.
You mean
cries,
ooh? Listen to the lady's story.
It shows that he's more of a man than some wimp that's going to pretend.
Did you serve?
Who the hell could hold their emotions in when they lose a child?
Did you stay with him after that?
Did I stay with my husband?
Yes, he cried in Macy's window, for God's sake.
And I thought
what
he was
kind
more of a
man.
What
crazy man would cry in Macy's window? What
you
kind
what?
Of insane
you,
person?
You know, excuse me.
That
did
is
I
a,
hear you,
the lady.
Did I hear it mentioned that you are with the Parents Teachers Association?
I'm with Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. Yes. Julie Vandervall's son
I
was
really
found
would like
in
to know
four
if you're associated
bag.
With any local school,
and yet
because
she wore a
golly,
sundress.
I'd have my grandchildren pulled out of that district in a heartbeat.
But what do you think about Julie Vandervall?
You know what?
Her son died at the hands
listen,
of a serial killer,
not,
and yet
I'm
she
not,
was able
I'm,
to put
not,
she put on a themed party.
From my opinion.
Well, I'm just giving my opinion. She put on
I
a themed party.
I heard your opinion already.
There
and
was
I'm
Mexican food served,
it, and that idiot that you got there talking in the background
who,
saying
that.
Butch up.
That's my husband.
I never heard of such a ridiculous comment
that
in my life.
That happens to be my husband.
A
I just think that lady Julie Vandervall, she served Mexican food to the press.
I think he's a blooming idiot is what I think he is.
You're telling my husband he's an idiot?
How dare you?
He's a blooming idiot.
My lady Julie Vandervall served Mexican food to the press.
You know what?
And she
I
wore a
don't
sundress,
care about
too.
Judy. What's her
Why
name
would she serve Mexican
watch?
Food to the press?
Well, I could say
because
is,
of the,
you people
her son
are,
got chopped up. It was like chili con carne.
Really mental
Jeez.
Cases. You really need help.
Oh, I'm a middle case? Because we have had, I'd like to read the 3 points.
I don't want to hear them, darling.
How did your child die, by the way?
I want to say.
How did your child die?
Never mind. Don't answer that question.
How did your child?
The most imbecilic people I've ever heard on a radio
if
show.
If your child
ever
is murdered,
in my entire
we
life,
sincerely hope
and
it does
I hope
not
to
get
God
murdered.
I never hear
Please
any such
yourself.
Kind of conversation on the radio again.
Why didn't that guy butch up?
Will you knock it off with the butch up comment,
yeah,
man?
I mean,
it's been 15 million times with the butch up comment.
Just tell him that's old.
Did you wear a sundress when your child died? Because so much.
Don't you
do
understand
you know
what the person is
you
saying?
Are a complete
mm-hmm.
mental case.
Mm-hmm.
You really are.
Mm-hmm.
You really are.
What is wrong with having strolling mariachis at a party for the press after your child is found in a garbage bag? I think
you
what
know
that
what
says
I think
is,
it shows that
you,
that poor woman
mm-hmm.
went off the
mm-hmm.
deep end.
It sounds like she flipped.
To show you a garden
yeah.
and to make jokes.
Mm-hmm. She
I
served
think the
chicken
woman
fingers.
Really, you know, I feel sorry for her because I think,
well, you think
it affected
crazy.
Her
she,
so strongly
well, she passed out finger
that
sandwiches.
She went off the deep end. That's
she went off
opinion.
The deep end. Absolutely. The woman lost her kid and she's having strolly mariachis
yeah.
for the press? And what do you mean she passed out finger sandwiches?
Because the kid was
God.
Dismembered.
Oh, she must have been nuts. She must have flipped.
She had.
She must have been completely.
Yes.
Janet Vandervall is one of the best
you
card
what,
players
lady?
In our
you're,
peanut
you're a
tournament.
Friend of hers
How
and you
dare you
her
say
so
that?
Much. Get her help.
And they had a
and
chopped salad
help.
With French dressing too, with chicken finger and chopped salad.
Yeah, get
chicken
yourself
finger
help.
With a chopped salad.
I really
to say that Janet Vandervall is crazy when she's one of the best pinochle players I know, I think
oh
it's very cruel.
Oh, my God. Now, could this
very.
Be for real? This can't be
Are you
real.
People nuts?
This
You're talking about the murder of a kid, and she was a pinochle player?
I'm saying that this woman is calling Janet Vandervall crazy, and she would smoke your ass at pinochle.
Oh,
That's
why don't
right?
you curb your
mm-hmm.
language, madam?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you? And you'll... Mm. Exactly. You have a terrific mm. vocabulary for that.
Yeah, your language
woman.
Is crude and cruel.
She is a pillar of our community. We should take all a lesson from Janet. If your child is murdered,
I
and I hope it never happens.
I did not say this woman is crazy. I said
mm.
this woman went
off,
off
the
deep
end.
And
yeah.
She needs help. There's many a person that gets help
all right.
that aren't crazy.
Ellie, thank you for your call.
All right. I'm sorry
did
if
you
I
wear
got excited.
Dress? Did you wear a summer dress
Thank
when
you
were
for
never mind.
My call.
Thank you very much for calling
bye
us,
bye.
Dear. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Raymond, for calling us, yes.
That's right. I'm being polite.
She called Janice Vandervall nuts. And
oh, I don't care if she's a good pinochle player. She must have been nuts. She invites the press into her house with strolling mariachis?
If your son or your daughter takes a stray bullet, the best thing to do is have a nice tea and cookie setting for the press. Sit them down.
And just chit-chat about it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get my points out here? Or that?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
The Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization believes if your child is murdered, and we sincerely hope that it does not get murdered, please present yourself to the media in a manner that is consistent with the Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization view of manhood and strongness. Number two. And it,
Wait. If your child is murdered, and we sincerely hope that it doesn't get murdered.
Yes. Is there something...
go ahead.
Number two. Should your child go missing or is victimized by a serial murderer, please contact the offices of the Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization before speaking to the media to get refreshed on what you can say.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be the first thing that...
May I finish?
No, that's going to be the first thing I'm going to think, holy God, Billy's dead. I better call Western Estates to find out what I can say to the media.
May I finish?
Go ahead.
Number three, before you go making wild accusations, consider whether or not the person you are accusing is clean-cut, well-groomed, or nicely tailored. Because if so, the chances are he or she or both didn't do it. And that's all we have to say. And I'm also very upset over the rude treatment I've received.
You know, Bobby, a lot of the... Look at that. She hung up. He or she or both didn't do it.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, we just did 40 minutes, 45 minutes of radio that comments perfectly on this whole Gary Condit thing. So this gets me back to what I was talking about earlier when I was saying, what is it about the show you don't get? Oh, I'm sorry. In other words, we're not spoon-feeding the meaning to you? We just did 40 minutes on that whole Gary Condit story. This is the latest on the hit parade now. This is number one with a bullet. Gary Condit and whether this guy killed his intern or his paramour intern, intern paramour, stand-in whore. I don't know what she was to him, what she was doing. She was sleeping with a married guy. Here's a lesson for you young ladies. Don't go out with married guys. Hey, there you go. Keep you on all kinds of crap. Don't believe him when he tells you he's going to marry you. Don't believe him when he tells you that you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. If he's got a ring on his finger and you decide to have sex with him, realize that it will be specifically for that purpose. He will see no other need or reason to be with you. Do you get it? Now? Finally. I hope so, because here we go again with another intern. Now, I don't want to make it sound like it's an inconvenience for me that we have to talk about a young lady who's missing. Her parents are very concerned about her. I understand that. I'm not going to get into an argument or discussion with people about, well, who's more guilty, the guy that commits the rape or the woman that walks down the dark alley wearing a miniskirt? I don't want to go into that. I happen to be of the school of thought that says, well, if it's against the law, then the guy shouldn't do it, regardless of how a woman's dressed. And regardless of how she was behaving in her life, she shouldn't be missing, whatever that means. So I get into this argument with Maria this weekend. As we were, I was going to say languishing in our hot tub. What I wanted to say was, as we were luxuriating. But languishing is, you know, it's a pretty good word after about 5-6 shots of Don Julio. You're languishing there. You're just sitting there baking. You're waiting for the buzzards to spin and finally come and take you to your resting place. Anyway, there's my wife, and she says, oh, this guy's guilty. Guilty of sin. This guy, he did it. He did something. He killed her. Because we had just read this book about the guy in Delaware. Did you ever read that one? That's really interesting. This guy was an assistant attorney general or something in Delaware that killed his secretary. And now he's in Thomas Capon, I think is his name, or Capon, Capers, something, some kind of appetizer. And he is in prison now awaiting the death penalty for killing his secretary. So Maria was very much on the bandwagon. She says, oh, this guy had to do it. I said, look, just because a guy has sex with a woman doesn't mean he killed her. Now, this is all very sexy, digging in. And there's nothing that people like better than bringing a man down, no matter, you know, no matter who he is. If he is wealthy, if he has some position of power, what we love to do in this country is just tear the guy down. I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. As long as it isn't your reputation, right? Who cares whose reputation we drag to the crap so long as it isn't yours. Isn't that right? So here's this guy, Condit. Now, what was the guy guilty of? Well, he's an idiot. He's a stupid imbecile. A, for cheating on his wife. B, for doing it in such a public way so as to be with an intern. And, you know, now that is the kind of woman, guys, you want to be involved with. 22, 23 years old. She's love struck. She's just the kind of person that's going to keep her mouth shut. And that's what you want to do. You want to get involved with a much younger woman who falls in love with you and then goes and tells everybody. That's perfect. What's not to like about that? And so he did that. And now the guy's having to, you know, sing the blues because his wife caught him with another woman. But it doesn't mean he killed her. Why does that mean he killed her? I got my wife, I'm sitting there this weekend saying, so, okay, so we read a book about a guy that did. Didn't mean that he did. You know why people think that way? Because the act of, I guess, cheating on one's spouse, and let's be honest, he's not just cheating on his wife, he's cheating on her with a much younger woman. And he's kind of a good-looking guy in a 53-year-old way. And he's a well-tailored guy in a 53-year-old kind of a way. All of that is deserving of the death penalty in the eyes of a lot of women. He's sort of good-looking. He's cheating on his wife with a much younger... He ought to die. He ought to go to the chair. He ought to go to the gas chamber for something. They got to find something on this guy that's a capital crime. And I know that's why, you know, my wife, and there's a lot of women who think this cat killed her. If he didn't, he shoulda. They'd all feel better. So that was the argument that I had this morning with her, and it was very interesting. There's no way that I could tell her that she was, you know, that there was any other way other than he knows something. Maybe he does know something. I don't know what happened to her. Here was my theory. I said she committed suicide. Why? Because she was upset. No. When you commit suicide, you usually leave a note. I said, well, not always. Maybe she just wanted to disappear. Maybe she just, that kind of a suicide, just went off into the woods someplace and killed herself out there. She didn't want anybody to find her. Maybe she doesn't want her parents to know. I don't know. You know, you think he hired somebody to kill her? She says, yeah. You remember that movie Crimes and Misdemeanors with Woody Allen? Well, there's a movie. So I don't know whether the guy did it or not, and I don't know enough about this case to comment on it intelligently any more than anybody else does, although I see everybody else running their mouth about it, so why shouldn't I? You know, I got more people talking about this thing who know absolutely nothing about it, so why can't I? I think that he probably chopped her up into bite-sized nuggets with a reciprocating saw and, you know, did a Sopranos number. Just took her and buried her out in the meadowland someplace. I have no idea what happened, but I'll tell you something right now. This guy and every guy like him, whether he's in politics, whether he's not, he bought this man, bought and signed for it, and it's now been delivered. This knucklehead. And I was asking Schaefer, would you ever cheat on your wife if you had the opportunity? And he said, as long as you won't tell her. I said, no, I won't. He says, of course I would. So I said, oh, I'm sorry, we're on the air? No, he didn't say that. I said, first of all, just beyond the whole betrayal thing, and, you know, would you ever be able to live with yourself? I know there's a lot of guys out there that could care less. They got to cheat on their wives. They don't care because they got no conscience, okay? Beyond that, you idiot, he's going to find out about it. Or maybe you've been doing it for 20 years and she never found out. So just exactly what does your life represent anyway? What is that? The best thing you do with a Gary Condit, if I had the opportunities, I'd cuff him around a little bit. Wouldn't hurt him. I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't put him in the hospital. Just slap him around a little. I've never seen a guy who needs a slapping around more than this imbecile. And now look what this guy has bought. Now that everybody thinks he killed her. And he's got all those fine people up in Modesto thinking that this guy's a murderer. And he's got Bobby Dooley and all those people. Well, she's backing him up because he's clean cut. Which, by the way, if you think that that's bullcrap, my mother said to me one time about that Jeffrey McDonald case, the Green Beret that killed his family, he couldn't have done it. Why? He's too clean cut. So if you think that that's some kind of a bullcrap point of view, forget it. There's people who think that way. There's people who think that this guy Condit couldn't have done it because he's a Democrat, because he's in Congress, because he's a Republican, because he gets his hair cut at Luigi's of Italy. That's my reason why I didn't think he did it, by the way.